people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. If you would bow with me as we begin. Our God, our Father, our Creator, the Almighty One, we are humbled to be in your presence this morning. We are thankful to be gathered with this group of people who love you. Father, we ask that you would be with us now as we lift our voices to you, as we sing these songs of praise. God, we know that throughout Scripture, it says that you enjoy hearing our praise in song. So God, we pray that you would accept this praise that we offer to you, but even more so that you would listen to our hearts as we sing these words. It's through your Son Jesus we pray this. Amen. Everybody turn to number 458. 458.
Sweet is the song.
Love.
Soul with glory divine. Chris asked me this morning if I would read either one of my favorite verses or something that's been on my mind. And so this morning, the scripture that I've chosen to share with you is something that kind of helps me through certain times, especially one now. This is a point in time for Sarah and I that the next couple of weeks would have been our due date, and it's been a struggle. And sometimes you forget about the hope that we have. And one of the most incredible hopes that we have is that while Sarah and I have not been able to hold two of our children in this life, we know that God is holding them. And that's a hope that no one else in this world who doesn't believe in Christ and believe in God can have. And so I chose a verse this morning. There were several that were on my mind, but a verse that I hope gives you strength this morning. I'm going to be reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with that joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Turn number 628. If the
26. I'm going to sing this one, then we'll sing 448. Maddox is getting a bit.
Here, O Israel.
Oh,
647. 647. After this, we'll have Jimmy, if you would, come up and lead our thoughts and speak.
Soldiers of Christ, arise!
Give us a picture of our Lord.
both human and yet both God. And we are to rejoice in this fact that Jesus came to this earth to die on a cross for us. In the fourth chapter of Philippians, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Because of Jesus and what he did on the cross, we are to rejoice in him. We are not to be anxious about anything. We take everything, all our anxieties, to him in prayer. And he hears those prayers, and he answers those prayers.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Turn number 731. 731. know, who's singing what part of what song. We'll just follow the little list that it has on the bottom there.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up my vehicle. You are my all in all. Take my sin, my cross, my shame, wrapped it up in my blessed your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all.
Wonderful story of love.
Tell it to me again.
Wonderful story of love.
Wake me up, Lord, I'll stay.
Angels with rapture announce it.
Shepherds with wonder receive it.
Sinner, I want to believe it.
Wonderful story of love.
Wonderful story of love.
Wonderful.
going to sing number 234, and then we'll be serve the Lord's Supper. 234.
Turn to book number 490. 490. Just kind of put your finger in there. We're going to sing that in there in just a few minutes. Before we sing that song, I'd like to tell you a short story. There was a guy that lived in the 1800s. If I told you his name, you probably wouldn't know it. You might recognize it. His name was Horatio Spafford. What? Horatio Spafford. And he lived in Chicago, and he was a wealthy lawyer. He had a very successful thing going on being a lawyer. He had a nice home. He had real estate properties. He had a wife and four daughters and one son. He had a lot of, you could say this guy's been blessed, right? As far as worldly things go. And he was also a very devoted Christian. He was very faithful. One of these guys, you could say, is a student of Scripture. At the height of his career, things were going well. Everything was good. At the height of his career as a lawyer, he and his wife suffered the tragic loss of their only son. A couple years later, you can just imagine what that would do. A couple years later, they had the great fire in Chicago that you might have heard about in your history class. It was in the 1870s. Took out a lot of his real estate properties. Took his home. They lost a lot right then. They had some family that still lived in the old country, in England. So they said, we've lost so much. Let's go over to England. So he put his family on a boat. He was going to stay back for a couple weeks and take care of some of the things that he needed to take care of. But he put his wife and his kids, his four daughters, on the boat. They went over to England. His intention was to get a boat a couple weeks later and meet them there, be with the family. A few days later, he got a message that the boat had had an accident. Lost all three of them. Her wife survived. She was the only one that survived out of his family. Lost his four daughters. So immediately he got into a boat and made his way over there. And on his way there, you can imagine how he feels and what he's thinking. Or maybe you can't. It'd be hard to imagine. But while he was on his way, he wrote these words. Sing with me. When peace like a river trials. Let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. He also wrote, "For me, be it Christ hence to live, if Jordan above me shall roll, no pain shall be mine, for in death, as in life, thou wilt whisper thy peace to my soul." A few years later, you probably see at the bottom of the page there was a man named Philip Bliss. Philip Bliss got a hold of these words. He's the one that actually put it to music. And at that point, I couldn't tell from the story when I was reading if he got Horatio Spafford to write these next verses, or if he wrote them himself, I don't know. But we all know these next verses. Let's sing them together.
My sin, oh
some people go through a lot of trials. There are people that go through a lot of things in their life who don't have Christ. And when they go through these things, it's like, where's the hope? Like Blake was saying, you know, Christ, you have hope. Where's the hope if you don't have Where's your strength come from to do these things? We might know some people like that, but then on the other side, you might know some people that, wow, they went through a lot, but they had Christ. How much of a difference does it make when you have Christ? I'll tell you, it makes all the difference. And we need Christ. There's no other way about it. We need Christ in our lives. Every Sunday we give an opportunity to, if you want to come forward, and if you don't have Christ in your life, this is a good opportunity to invite Christ into your life, to be buried with him in baptism. Or if you've done that before and you need prayers of those, you need some strength to make it through things, or whatever, if you have any thoughts. Now's a good time to do that. Let's sing number 662.